Okay. We're up to Daf Hey Amud Aleph, four lines on the top. So, the Tarekama, Rav Shimon, Tashlumin La Tzeres Minolu, who we just used at Sukkos, when it says in the Pasuk, Chaga Matzah, Chaga Shavuos, Chaga Sukkos, comes to teach you the din of Tashlumin, because they don't hold that you don't need three Yom Tovim. So those who hold you need three Yom Tovim, Rav Shimon Yochai, and so on, how do they know this inyan of Tashlumin? By Shavuos is more than one day. So the Gemara and Nafkalu, you know how they know it from? Midatani Rabba Bashmul, from what Rabba Bashmul told us. What did he teach us? The Tani Rabba Bashmul, Omra Taita. The Taita says, Menei Yomim, I want you to count the days of a Chaydish, a Kiddish Chaydish, or Kaddish Chaydish, be Makaddish the Chaydish. Count days, and every 30 days, make it a Chaydish. And then it says, by Sfirus Oimim, Menei Yomim.
Count days, or just observe the
Levon? No, look at the Pasuk. Rashi brings Menei Yomim, Menei Yomim, it says, Ad Chaydish Yomim. A chodesh is made up of days, and the kadesh chodesh be kabbonis. What's supposed to do by chodesh Rashi? You're supposed to make kabbonis. Now, what do we know? The ma chodesh kedushay echemnuiv. How long is the kedusha for? Rosh chodesh is only one day. The thing that you use to count to make up a chodesh is what you use. One of those days that each one of them is a unit, and you use one of those numbers, and that makes all the chodesh. No.
Something
isn't it Bahalitzcha something or Shlach by the story of Raglan? I don't remember. Hey Yom Aleph. Ech Mnuya B'Yom Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh Makrivin Zman Hukvulem Ech Nayamim. The whole Rosh Chodesh is only one day. Shehu Nimna Al Yodim. These are the days you used to count. Back to the Gemara, six lines on the top. So the same thing when it comes to Shavuot, it says in the Teda you should count Sfiras Oimid. Count the days of Kadesh Atzeres make Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh Lemnuyev, you count the days to make up a Chodesh, and then one of those days becomes Rosh Chodesh. Af Atzeres also Shavuos. By Shavuos you count weeks, 7 weeks. So therefore you use one of those weeks to make Shavuos. But Shavuos only one day. Must be for Tashlumin for Kabbonis Lemnuyev. Rashi Afat said is Habas Kabanoiseha Be'echem Menel, what you use to count Shavuos, weeks. Just like you count weeks when it comes to Shavuos, six lines up. Emad said is Chad Yomer. You also count days to make up Shavuos. You count 49 days. So maybe it's one of those numbers, a day that makes the whole Shavuos. Who says you have a week? Omar Rava says Rava. Otu, there's two mitzvahs. Otu at sedes yomim menina shvuah lo menina. You think we only count the days and not weeks? But Omar Ma, didn't we learn in the Gemara? Didn't we learn mitzvah lememne yomim or mitzvah lememne shvuah? There's a mitzvah to count the days. There's a mitzvah to count the weeks. So shvuah is a day like the days. It's also a week like the weeks. And how is a day like the day? Because the etzim yom tov is one day. And how is it a week for Tashlumin for the Kabbana? So they do both. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Others learn that the Gemara Shlumin is a question. We have a rule to fast Merubala to fast. Why jumping to the week? We should stick with the days. Well, we give another reason. Chag Shavuos Ksiv. The Yom Tov is called Shavuos. A week. The Yom Tov itself is called a week. What do you mean a week? A week for Kabbana. Rashi Emechad Yom Ksiv Tishpur Chamishim Yom. Okay, you also said in the Braisa previously, U Pesach, one of the things that you itemized there, about the Achel Korn Pesach. Ask the Gemara, U Pesach, Bar, Mikir, Bidigolimu. What kind of about the Achel by Pesach? Once you miss Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's over. Pesach, Zim, Nekvile, has a fixed time Erev Pesach. E, Akrebe, Akrebe. If you brought it up, fine. And be loy, Akrebe, Idchele, Fafal. What do you mean that it's over about the Achel? What was that supposed to mean? Rashi. You're saying you're about the achad, the shows are golden, but any yochel can never be done. Listen, there's no way of making it up. It's fafan. So we say, Omer Rev Chizda, Pesach Kadin Azbar. Chizda, right. Pesach only brought the achad, which really doesn't belong here. Rav Shesh says, no, it does belong here. But Pesach doesn't mean Pesach. Pesach means that which comes out, a derivative of Pesach. What did we learn? That's a carbon shlami. We learned that if you don't bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach, what happens to that carbon? It converts it to a shlamim. And that's what we mean. And that shlamim has to be brought up in 3 Yom Tovim. My Pesach, shalmi Pesach. We mean the shlami Pesach. Rashi, b'shleikarab is man, if you didn't bring it in time. For example, sha'abad, it got lost. When it's chaper ba'achar, and you use another carbon, nasa shlamim, hu nasa shlamim. When you find it, this original animal because of shlami, kid and afkob sachim. But oisim shlami, and that shlami, even that you're even though you never really put it aside, as a shlamim. Nevertheless, you're able to take a chiddush. Freddy Gemara, Ihach, if so, Hainu shlamim. You already mentioned shlamim. As the Gemara, two kinds of shlamim. One that you personally made, specifically made a shlamim. One that's a derivative of Pesach. Tana shlamim aboy machat Pesach, but tana shlamim aboy machat atzim. Salkat, I mean, I would have thought, ho, you la machmas Pesach also. This is only derivative of Pesach. Ke Pesach dummy, it's like a corn Pesach, and perhaps it should be over after the first Yom Tiv. Kamashalan, no, that now has a full din of a shlamim. Three Yomim Tavim. Tap Rashi, ke Pesach dummy, over regular Rishon Yavar Allah. Says the Gemara, okay.
Every one of the shlamim that you miss out on, you can make up on any of the other shlamim, or each one belongs to the regular.
Which like a normal shlamim, though, a private shlamim. You made a neder.
You
bring a shlamim. Free baltacher.
You
have a baltacher.
No, I'm saying any time. You don't have to wait till the next regal.
You don't have to. Saying you
that's
when
the deadline.
Are you over deadline.
But if there's the shlamim of the
yontif,
the
shalmi simcha. That's not a
neder.
That's a
choy. That's a
choy.
So that has to be.
That we learned before. Have you brought in? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. No, and immediately, how do you take and know all of these things that you're over about to acher? How do you know? You made all these rules. How do you know? You're talking about the Rashi. No, and immediately, I call Hanok the Tanya, Masilil, Ika about to acher. All of these as about to acher. Says the Gemara. Let's go through each one. The Torah Bona, and we learned, and it says in the Pasuk, in the Pasuk about to acher, it starts off saying, if you made a neder, don't delay your neder. So it says, Kisidoy neder, if you make a neder to the Eibishter, do not delay. What kind of kabbanas are included in neder? Ainly Ella neder. Neder is, we'll see later in the Gemara, that neder is you take upon yourself. I will bring a carbon. And the dove is Harezu, this animal. And the difference is, if the animal dies, if you make a neder, you have to find another one. If you make it a dove, the animal's dead. The animal's dead. So Ainly, it says in passing neder. So I know a neder, I'm over Loisa Acher. Nedove Menayin, where I turn the animal itself into a carbon, how do I know I'm over about Acher? Because Nema Kan Neder, we make it a shav. Here it says Neder, Venelon the Halon, and later on it says, oh, it's another passage where it says, Im Neder, Im Neder, Oinadava, if you bring a carbon, Neder, Oinadava, and it tells you by when you have to eat it. And there in that passage it brings Neder and Adava. So it teaches you whenever it says Neder, Nedava is included. Ma'la Halon, just like over there, Nedava Imoi, Avkan, Nedava Imoi, Nedava is with him. Then the Pasuk says, if you make a neder to the Eibishter, to the Eibishter, Lashem Lekech, what do you mean to the Eibishter? To the Eibishter means, Eilu had, to the Eibishter is kabbonis, that the money goes to the Eibishter. Eilu hadamin, if you say my value should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Or ha'erchin, when you say my fixed value, the Torah fixes, should go to the Beis HaMikdash. The ha'charamin, and the charamin, which is here clearly, this is what goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Even though Tesis before said charamin includes to the Kainim. Here the Gemara seems to say Lashem Lekecha, which is to the base of Berakabayis. All of these Loisa Achel Shalma, says Rashi. Rashi Nedava Harezu Nemel Hal Nedavi Neda Nedava Elu Adomin Berachin Shein Kotche Bedek Habayis. These are all donated to the base of Migdash VeKulan LaHashem VeEin LaKoyinim VeHen Klum. The Koyim nothing. That's why Cherem also means to the Bedek Habayis. Now the Gemara is invited. What?
Can a person be Makayim both a Neder and a Nedava in the same behavior? If he says Harei Olai, and then
yes,
he goes out
the
to his
Gemara.
Flock and he chooses this one,
only way.
Harezu.
No, it says, so later on it says that the only way is you say Harei Olai, but I'm not taking any Achrais. So it's like a mixture between a Neder and a Nedava. It's tomorrow's Gemara.
And the David is no Achrais?
The Dava, no. Because you're saying Harezu. The animal's dead is dead. What do you want me to do? I didn't took it upon myself. It's not a Chiv on me. Says about the bite, loisa achel shalma. You shouldn't delay. You shouldn't delay by paying it. It says in the pasuk, who should we dashin? Loisa achel shalma. You shouldn't delay paying it. We mean it, and now what? Who v'loichilu? Only it, but not it's. If you swap it for something else, what does that mean? Says Rashi, who v'loichilu? When Haim obeys. Who v'loichel was a Rashi in our line? All about to over. You're only over on the original animal. V'loyachilufa, not if you make a tumur, as we'll soon see. The commentary will more explain exactly what it means. Then the pasuk says, because if you delay it, kidorish yidreshenu, Hashem will demand it from you, and you'll have a sin. What do you mean Hashem will demand it? When will Hashem demand? A carbon, which is a chiv. Eilu, that refers to chatois va'ashamis. These are kabbanas that you have to bring, a carbon chatas, or a carbon asham, they're a chayiv. Or a carbon oila, which is chayiv for the yamtif, or shlamim, which is chayiv from the yomtiv. These are all kabban, not the shlamim you make a promise, but shlamim that you have to, that are mandated from the Eibush himself. What kabban is the Rashi? Chator the shamas she nedrashim mimcha that demanded from you. Shari chayiv hei mutalon alecha. This is a chayiv that relies on you. The oilos v'shlamim kigoyin oilas riyah v'shalme chagiga. For example, oilo riyah you have to bring when you go to oilo regal, or the shalme shlamim chagiga she in chayiv. They're a chayiv. Ilu nedev in a dava bereisha the kroksivi. An oilon a shlamim or oilo that you're bringing as an adava. Or neder already brought down in the beginning of the pasuk, kisi the neder. So it must be talking about chayvus. But what dinami lebchayir? And the same thing applies to chayir as a chayv. Or lemaisa, the maisa behemu, a pesach she chayir or chayvus. All of them you're able to
tacher. Chayir would be a chayv also, wouldn't it?
Sorry.
Toida would be a chayv also because you're doing it because you're going to feed.
Yeah, but it's not the same kind of a chayv. It's not the same kind of a chayv. No Dorosh Yidrashenu. Hashem won't demand it from
it's
you.
Circumstantial.
We don't force you.
No.
We don't force you.
If you have a bechor, you bring a bechor.
We don't force you, Taylor. And all the other ones are mashkin. Okay. And then the pasuk says, "Vayte, do not delay it." But the Eibush will demand for you. He says, "Hashem alekecha." The Eibush will demand for you. So, what is Hashem alekecha? What else is he demanding from you? Elu, these include, these are extra. So this comes to include. Could you say the Eibush demands? A Dorosh Yidrashenu obviously means the Eibush. Who else would it be? Because the pasuk starts off if you make a neder to the Eibush. So Dorosh Yidrashenu obviously is referring to the Eibush. Why does it say again Lashem Lekecha? To include some more. And what do they come to include? Tzedakus and Maises, which we learned yesterday. Machlekes Rashi is what Tzedakus and Maises are. Rashi. He said the extra pasuk. The could have said Kidorish Yidrashenu Ukvar Hashem Kosel Lemaila Bemikvah. We're not talking about the Eibush. To include tzedakahs, umasrays, to include the tzedakahs and maises. Shekosben shemze. It says this possible. Luchati it's tzedakah lifnei Hashem lekecha. V'chalu Hashem lekecha. Maises gan chadim. Find the Eibush's name. Ubchay. Vay to the pasuk. It says the Eibush will demand it from whom? Meimcha from you. What do you mean from you? Obviously from. Sorry?
The Bechor and Maisa Behemo is yeah. in the Eilus and the Shlomim.
That's right, yeah. That's
so
right.
Again.
He doesn't. Was the Bechor and Maisa.
Before in the previous Rashi, right?
Yeah.
The previous Rashi, you were a master of Eilus and Shlomim.
He says Bechor and Maisa Shein Chayva, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, but my, this different kind of mice is mice behemoth is mice dogon. The first one's from mice behemoth, I was on mice dogon. Remember Rashi before said clearly that mice means mice behemoth.
Yeah. So what's here? But then what's the bechor?
Yeah.
If the
elut stock is
maisa
subechor. Here
in the Gemara, right?
Oh, yeah. Rashi's greatest clearly bechor is together with oilus shlamin. Not here. There's a little alt. It was a little alt. See? Yeah, it's clear right here. Rashi legodas tevis bechor. Right to the Gemara, so me'imcha from you, what does the Eibush demand that personally you should be responsible for? That's referring to zeh leket shikcha peyah. What they... Because the pasuk says, by leket shikcha peyah, it says in the pasuk, it's ha'ani imcha. So it has to be something which refers to, it says imcha, and that's what you, the Eibush, want, you're over batach if you don't delay it. Rashi, me'imcha zeh leket shikcha peyah shikcha. It says the oni with you. And we already explained yesterday in Tesis how it works exactly. Straight away. He's talking about you set aside the payer, but then you stole it. You yourself stole it. You can always put it back. Or there's no anim around, then you're allowed to take it. And you owe it. And if you owe it, you owe your baltach. Then it says, right in the pasuk, in the same pasuk it says, and if you don't do all this, you'll commit a sin. What do you mean? What's the pasuk going to teach you? You will have the sin, and not what? The animal doesn't come pasul. Even if you're over about the after 3 time, you can still bring makir of the animal. It's still a kosher carbon. You are over about the you're over and I say straight away after the first yomtiv, but about the you're after 3. Rashi, now we're going to analyze the whole braise. Oh, you said before. You shouldn't delay paying it. So we say, who? It says, to pay it. Who? If only the original animal or not the swap of it, not the exchange of it. What kind of. Yeah, what are we talking about? For example, you had an oil and you lost it and you brought another one and then you found the original one. Or shlamim, shlamim, mikriv karvi. So therefore, what happens now with the new carbon? That you set aside a new carbon and suddenly you found all of them. What happens now? This new carbon is a regular carbon shlamim and therefore has a normal dinim about ta'achir. What do you need to tell me over here? What do you mean loichul? If a carrot, it's a regular carbon. You set aside as a carbon, you set aside another one, but then you found the original one. So this is a full din of a carbon, and you are a about ta'achir. Why shouldn't you? Rashi. Mikriv karvi, sechluvi oilek, you can obda vihifrishachere, you separate another one instead of it, nimtzaz, and comes out, horishon, and nimtzaz, and then you found later the first one, and it's chapabo, and you will forgive him with the first one, what do you do with the second one? But it's a full carbon, mikriv karvi, the keep in the carbon, since you can be makavit, harrei carbon lats, the full din of a carbon, will the shalma karinabe, and you are right about tachre if you delay. What do you mean, who will like chalupa? Why taki shouldn't you be about tachre in this case? So then what does it mean? If you tell me what you had a karma chatas and you lost, you set aside another one and then you found the original one and this one here, you're not over about ta'achir. You're not about ta'achir. You can't even bring it as a carbon. Didn't we learn before? Lemisa azla, the chamisha chatois and mesas over there in Gemara's Rochim. It tells you that these five chatois, if there's no owner, it dies. Rashi. Shechibru ba'alem el chamish chatois and mesas. This is one of the five chatois that what do? We put it to death. Upshitu de la over about ta'achir. You tell me not about ta'achir. You're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. So what are we talking about? What happened was you exchange a carbon teida for this carbon. The Tani Rabchi said. So what happened was? What happened was it got mixed up, and it got this teida got mixed up with another teida. So he set aside another one. Now you don't know which is the original, which is not. So what happens? Rabchi said. You had a teida, and then you made another. You made another carbon, made a tumura. Now you have two carbon teidas. It's a big difference. The original teida needs to bring the 40 chalas. The second teida, the tumura, does not bring 40 chalas. So one of these animals needs chalas, and one of these animals does not need chalas. But they both got mixed up. What do you do now? And which you bring one alone? You don't know what you're bringing. So teida shenis arba b'tmurasa, the mesa achas mehen, and one of them died. So what you do is, if they're both alive, you bring both at the same time, and you bring 40 chalas, and you say, make it tonight, you know, this. But if one of them is dead, and you only have one left, you have no idea what you have left. If it's the real teida, you had to bring chalas, but that chalas is garnish. And if it's not the real teida, then what are these chalas doing? You bring chol nazara. And so what do you do? Ein la takana, you have no breda, says the Gemara. Hey chilav, what you do? Likreva, should you bring this animal because at the teida? Will likre lech about to bring the bread with it? Dilma tumuri, maybe this is the tumura. Likreva beloy lech, and the tumura requires lechem. Likreva beloy lech bread. Dilma teidi. If it's a teidi, so you're stuck.
So in other words, if you had set aside a teida,
yeah,
and now you said this is a tumura. See, what you're trying to do is you're trying to substitute the second one.
And the din is how you hoot, but also your kaddish.
You can't do it. So in other words, it's kind of like a class. You still have to bring this one.
It's not a class. The teidas are clearly.
Yeah. In other words, you tried to get out of it. Yeah. So in other words, if now one of those two that you don't know is left, why don't you take another one, which you know definitely, and sort of say, well,
it's not available to do a tumura. How can we tell you to go? It's a lav.
I understand.
So what do we tell you to do a lav? What are we going to do?
No, but I'm saying, you did the tumura, but now that it's got mixed up, so you don't know.
So what do you do? You take another one, that's another tumura. That's another lav. If you're going to do another animal now, it's another lav.
But how can you do a tumura if it's the original one which died?
You don't know which one died.
And I've got, that's what I'm saying. So if, it's a whole situation, like what if? If the original one,
and what does it help you make
a
tumura?
Left here is the tumura. How can you make another tumura for?
So and what can you gain by making another tumura?
The point is, you set aside for a teida.
Yes.
Right? Now you went and you tried to substitute that for another one.
Yeah.
But, and now one of
them
died. You don't know. So in other words, you haven't fulfilled your.
But you can't do it. How can you do it? If you make a new teida, a brand new teida, not a tumura, a brand new teida, then what shaykhis is there between this brand new teida and the previous carbon? Nothing. And if you make another tumura, what do you gain?
And
still bring chalas.
Okay, and if let's assume only one teida died, then you can bring it.
No, that's not one teida died.
Then you know you got no fear, that's it.
No, if one teida died, one teida died, you bring another teida. But what do you do with this animal that you made a tumura? You can't bring it makhi, because if it's the original, with chalas.
You can't bring without chalas.
Exactly, so not takana. Rashi. Chiluvitei gengshin is arva, but it's mixed up. We have a rule al zevach hatoide that you want chalos hatoide tuna lechem v'loy chalifasa. We learn that word says al zevach hatoide chalos hatoide tuna lechem v'loy chalifasa. Only the original needs chalos, not the exchange. V'loy tumurasa tuni lechem, not the chalipa, not the tumura requires bread. What's the chilgun chalipa and tumura? What's the meaning of chalipa and tumura? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah,
Umesa achas, one of them died. Sheim ha yishtein kayamas. They're both alive. Mevi'in umevi arboim chalas kemishput. If they're both alive, you bring us 40 chalas kemishput at teide. V'ayim yisei harei lechem azeh l'shem oitzeh shi teide. Whichever one is a teide, that's the bread. Ushchitas ha teide tikdash arboim kemishputed. And one of those two, when you shecht them both. One of them will make the bread holy. Aber Mesa, if one of them died, ain't lechava to takana. What do you do the remaining one? Me'maikram about achen. That's the one that we say, not about achen. Freddy Gemara, for that I need a pasuk. V'hakiv on the lab basakrovi. Since you cannot bring up the remaining one, obviously, girl, the mutalom. I need a pasuk. Might what kind of baltach is it? You can't bring it up. What do you want me to do? So what does it mean? Who v'loy chalipu? Amar Rav Sheshet la'olam lemute. It's coming. Going back to the original answer. Chilupe oyla v'shlamim. I asked the question that this has a full din of shlamim. So therefore, it should have a din of baltach. Hochem
ha'skinin.
Sorry?
Isn't the chiluf for the one where it's lost and then it's found? So
is never believe him. He made a new one.
I mean,
okay, well, could be, yeah.
It must be.
Okay. Hocha my skin is al-Khayri asked the question, so full carbon is of course a chayv for the yom tovim batache. Hocha my, know the chiddush is. Remember, you have three yom tovim to bring it up. So you waited two yom tovim and you thought, the third yom tov, I'll bring it with me. And sometime between the second and third yom tov, huma, it contracted a mum. And then what you did was, so you go ahead and you make a tumut on another animal. And now, over all of regal echad, one yantiv went by. I would have thought, what do you mean, Ari Batach? Of course, you're Ari Batach. But I would have thought, I'm Ari Batach just with one yantiv. Because this is a continuation of the carbon of the other one. They already had two yom tovim. This is number three. I'm Ari Batach. Kamashallah, no. Now it's a new carbon. Exactly. Wait three yom tovim. Salka, I mean, I would have thought, Hoyul Mekah, Kamadah, say this is a continuation of the first carbon. Command of Lagim Lagalam. If you're three Galam, Kamashallah, it comes to teach you. Well, according to Vaitirashi,
that
you need new three yom tovim before you're over tacha. So, no, it's not that you're not over at all, you're not over immediately.
It's not a fully fledged replacement for the
exactly.
original one.
Exactly.
It's got its own stage.
Yeah. Rashi, so here's an interesting thing, you have a cause and effect, and the effect is greater than the cause. The cause says you're over baltacha straight away in the next yomtiv, and the effect has a life of its own. Usually we say that everything the effect has comes from the cause. And here you see an example, there are a few examples. This is one of the examples given, that the effect can be stronger than the cause. You're not over yet. Rashi, so that's a hochikom akraim al ha'echad of his man icha chayiv. We would have thought that in the first one, he went to chayiv, lo yishtar v'hu v'chluf v'lagim v'lagolim. And look at the pause is saying here. That what? That if you one yom tov, you're not going to be over yet until three yom tov go by. According to Rabbi Meir, that was a Meir hold. Rabbi Meir told us before that after one yom tov, you're already over about tachet. Even one yom tov, you're already over about tachet. What are you going to say then? What are you not possibly tell me? Who like Chalipov? Anyway, regardless of continuation, one yom tov, you're over for any carbon, the new one, the old one. So what's it coming to teach you? Amar Rove, Hochemai, what do I mean? What are we going to say? You're talking about? Kigayisha, Humam, Betoicha Regel. In middle of the Yamtiv. Yamtiv is Sukkah, let's say you have 7 days or 8 days to bring it. On the fourth day, it suddenly contracted the Mum. The Chiloi, so then you went and exchanged it. But over all of a Regel, and the Yamtiv went by. Now, since an entire Yamtiv didn't go by when you made this carbon, you're not even about Tach yet. So I would have thought, continuation of the first one, and as far as the first carbon is concerned, this is the yomtiv that went by, and you should be about achir. Command over a kula regal dummies. Even for the new carbon, it should say that you should apply the isra about achir. Kamash alone, that since the guy in the new carbon, only part of the yomtiv went by, so therefore it's about achir till an entire yomtiv goes by.
On the other hand, if you set aside on yomtiv itself, you'd still have to be that yomtiv. You couldn't get
no, you could
that.
No.
But even for a brand new one.
Yeah, but you set up before yomtiv.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but if you set up during
in middle yantiv, you're not over. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. You
yes, because the yantiv, you need a full yantiv to go over to go by. A full yantiv to go by. That's a chiddush.
So
why by the chalalim you're not over?
So in other words, this one that you're doing is a substitute because of
the moon. But the poyul you're doing in middle
yantiv. Setting up a brand new one on yantiv,
yeah, exactly.
Then you can get another yantiv.
That's right, exactly. Okay, then you said. You told me a chiddush. There's no psul in the carbon. The psul is in the person. Now that is in the person, not in the carbon. This is what we learned from. Didn't we learn from somewhere else? We learned it guard from another the achedim. But Tanya, we learned that. But I say, I would have thought. I would have thought that a b'chayr, the din is that the first year is born, you have to be, give it to the kohen. So I would have thought that if a year went by and the kohen then has a chiyuv within the year to go ahead and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and eat it. So I would have thought that a b'chayr she'over shnasi, if the, once the year goes by, not only are you even avedah, but the animal is disqualified and you can no longer eat it. B'kipsul ha'midashin v'yivsu b'pasul. Therefore, it says in the pasuk that you should eat it. And what should you eat? And then the pasuk also brings in there. It brings in the pasuk b'chayr. So we bring b'chayr and ma'aser. Why does the pasuk bring b'chayr together with ma'aser? Makish b'chayr and ma'aser. Ma'aser, like ma'aser, you have to bring it that year. What have you don't? Ain't a nifshul mashan l'chavata. You can bring it the next year. So that's where you learn out that the b'chayr doesn't become disqualified. Not from the pasuk b'chayr b'chachet. You're telling me the pasuk coming to tell you regarding a b'chayr. For b'chayr, I learned from achedim. Rashi. Rashi is obvious. Nasa mitzvahs with a shot in Yishne Melef. Nasa lekech lechel and shot in Mishon Yiv Shia. Kiv Yom Dashing Baal Mum. The Yivshal Hoi Vavar Lo Vayich. Since you delayed, I would have thought that Fafal Shadi Ein Shana B'loi Shloi Shadi Golim B'rev Shanim. Every year automatically passes by 3 Yom Tevim. Everyone wants to know what Rashi is trying to say here. Because in the next Gemara we'll see, the Gemara has a whole discussion. You can have a year and not go through 3 Yom Tevim. For example, if it's a day before, if it's a day before Pesach, we made the promise, and it's an Ibiyor. And according to those who say that an Ibiyor does not add to the year, a year is always 365 days. So your 365 days will expire
a month before Pesach.
So you don't have the. If you made the neder day after Pesach, your year will expire before the 3 Yom Tevim. If the Ibiyor
is 254 days.
No, 3 Ibiyor, 365, when really it's 380 something. So you 389, whatever. So you have less than. So you can have a year without a golden.
So you're talking a solar year or a
lunar
year?
Rebbe holds you look at the solar year for Shana B'Shana. That's how you paskins. Chum argue. So according to Rebbe, you can have a Shana below the golden. So, but why does Ashi bring it here? Why does Ashi bring it here? They're not exactly sure what Ashi's trying to say here. Shadi ain Shana below Shana Shagolim. But what does it mean? Okay. Makim chol ma'aser, Rashi ma'aser. Logan kubish toy kro. Ma ma'aser ain a nifsu. Tchsiv mikzah shalosh shanim. Im shah ma'aser yisav shanim. The tackle the pile you over straight away. But if you delay it, you can wait till then. So we go over here also. So what do I need a pasuk for? Vayi b'chachet. Says the Gemara. Itach I need it. Sal k'dach. I would have thought ani mili b'chay. Maybe by a b'chay if you were late. Okay, after the year you can still bring the animal up. Why? The love bar hatzoy. It's a chiv. You have an obligation. It's not coming to appease the Eibushin anyway. So if you didn't do it right, you still got to do it. You think you get away with it because you didn't do it? You know why should eichay tiniska? Abel kochim. All other kabbanas. The purpose is the bnei hatzoni. The purpose of a carbon is to appease the Eibushin. Yes, and maybe if you didn't listen to what he said, fafalm. Eima loy lirtzu fafalm. Kamashalah, that he still do it. Rashi hatzoy im lechapare im ledoyin. Either you're trying to get a kapare, or even a present. Why are you giving someone a present? You want to appeal to the good nature, exactly. Im ledoyin ma'achas shemim by ben aveda. Said you want to buy tivakati. Even that mid ben azay nafka. We already know from ben azay. That b'hoi b'chachev, we know that there's nothing wrong with the carbon. The Tanya, we learn, Ben Azir says, it says in the pasuk that if you eat from the carbon shlamim on the third day, the Eibush is unhappy. So he says, oisai, it says, the Eibush is unhappy, hamakriv oisai, and the one who brings it up. It's pigle here. Matamle, makriv oisai, I was talking about this carbon. What did he come to teach you? The fish, and Emmer, it says, loisa achel shalmai, don't delay it. Shemani, I would have thought, atma achel nidra, even if you delay your nedra, okay, you shouldn't have done it, but if you did it. But bal yirotze, the animal itself is possible, I would have thought so. Tamle, oisai beloyrotze, pigle. If you had the wrong kavana in mind and you had the wrong dates, that's when the Eibishter says the animal is possible. The ain ma achel nidra beloyrotze, but if you delay your carbon, you're not over loyrotze. The animal still could carbon, you're even aveda, but still bring it. So what I need to pass away b'chachet, Rashi, oisim matam aleim, but there is kainim, tani lo, we look at the pigle, who, lo yirotza hamakiv oisim lo yichoshev, and the name, Ella, is going to go back to the mother, you know, we need b'chachet, the loy b'ish t'chachet, but not on your wife. If you remember, we had in the Gemara Shabbos, that b'oven adorim, mesa ishu abonim, that a person's wife and children pass away prematurely because you don't keep your promise. Salkatan, I would have thought, Hoyil va Amar Rabbi Yechonah said, Itema, others said, Rabbi Loza said, Ein ishtoi shel adam meisa. A woman does not pass away prematurely. Elim kein aless mevakshim imenu mamon. They ask from him money. Rashi holds, and the Tosafot brings Rashi in Zvachim holds. I'm talking about if the husband stole money and that doesn't return it. Tosafot says a clue from this gemara here. We're not talking about stealing money. We're talking about you made a promise to give tzedakah and you didn't keep it. The ain loy, and you don't give it. Shenemar, it says, "Im ain lechol l'sham." The pasuk it says in Mishlei, if you don't have what money to pay, you made a promise and you don't keep your promises. Lama yikach mishkavcha metachtecha. Why should your wife have to pass away while you're still alive? So therefore, I would have thought, b'hayov and b'altachanam yishtem meisa. I would have thought that if you make a promise to bring a carbon and you don't bring your carbon on time, perhaps that your wife should pass away. Tachashalom b'cha you, but this in this case, your wife doesn't get hurt. That's what it comes to. Even though we learn b'av and nedarim, but not money things, not kabbonis.